This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can ask that question. You can make that comment that's always been bugging you. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. When you call that number, you'll get a recording. Simply put in your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask that question. Make that comment about science, and perhaps you can get on national radio. And no call is too dumb or too stupid to put on national radio. Because sometimes the dumbest questions are the most profound questions of all. In fact, years ago, there was a young gentleman who was 23 years old. When he asked himself a simple question, he saw an apple fall. And then he looked up at the moon and asked the key question that changed world history. Does the moon also fall? Is the moon in free fall? Well, he concluded the answer is yes. The moon is falling. Therefore, you can calculate the motion of the moon as it goes around the earth, and bingo, all the numbers came out right on the dot. Well, that young gentleman was Isaac Newton. And what he created was the law of gravity and the law of mechanics. He helped to usher in what is called the Industrial Revolution. The machines of the Industrial Revolution all use Newtonian mechanics. The machines he envisioned are the machines which pretty much run our world today. Think about that. A 23-year-old kid asking himself a question which changed world history. And you too can ask that question, perhaps, by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. And also go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. It lists the various shows that I've been on, the books that I've written, and it shows you how you can get on Science Fantastic to ask that question or make that comment about science. And on Facebook, on michiokaku.com, we have over 3 million fans on Facebook. We have over 600,000 fans on Twitter, and perhaps you can find out what all the fun is about by giving us a call. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Blaise Dahl, and I'm calling from Waterford, Michigan. I'm currently not listening to a radio, but I was wondering, I was wondering what your thoughts are on nanotechnology in the current state of technology as we know it. I mean, Richard Feynman talked about the possibility of it and its possibly drastic effects, but where are we currently with the state of nanotechnology? I really haven't heard anything in the news. Thank you very much for your time. If you do get to answer this question, and I really appreciate it. Have a good night.
Well, I think nanotechnology has the promise of being one of the engines of world prosperity in the future. You see, science occurs in waves, waves of wealth generation. The first wave of science was the machine age, when mechanics of Isaac Newton was married with the mechanics of heat and the steam engine, that created the machine age and the Industrial Revolution. The second wave of wealth generation was when physicists harnessed the power of electricity and magnetism. That gave us dynamos. It gave us generators. It lit up our cities. Gave us television. The third wave is when scientists worked out the laws of computers, transistors, lasers, and that ushered in high technology, the generator of tremendous wealth today in our cyber society. But the fourth wave is what's most interesting. The fourth wave, I think, is going to be a combination of artificial intelligence, nanotech, and biotech. In other words, technology at the atomic and molecular level. Now, nanotechnology has incredible promise, but it's promise at the present time, not reality. That's why you're not hearing so many breakthroughs in nanotechnology. But nanotechnology is the ability to create atomic machines, machines the size of individual atoms. Now, think about it. If you can create a machine the size of an atom, and that machine can be programmed to make copies of itself to rearrange the molecules of other machines, then you would have what is called a replicator. You could take a lump of coal, give it all sorts of nanobots, which then change each atom individually one by one, and all of a sudden that lump of coal becomes a diamond. And so you would have the power of a magician, the power of Harry Potter, the power to change one substance into another like magic. Well, do we have that? No. But that's the promise. You know, you've probably seen Star Trek The Next Generation where they have a replicator where you simply ask for a cup of tea and it synthesizes it molecule for molecule. Well, that could be the promise of nanotechnology. The more immediate promise of nanotechnology, however, is to create materials that are tougher than diamonds. Graphene already exists. Graphene is one atom layer of carbon, stronger than steel. You can take a sheet of nanotechnology, a sheet of nanotubes made out of carbon, and on the sheet of graphene, you put a pencil. On the pencil, you put an elephant, and you can balance the elephant on a pencil tip without ripping the fabric of the graphene sheet. That's how powerful graphene is, but that's simply the promise. Another promise of nanotechnology is the space elevator. Just like a ball on a string never falls, you can create a ball on a string of nanotechnology that never falls down. That could revolutionize space travel. It can mean that we have a space elevator where you simply hit the up button and you ride into outer space because of centrifugal force and because of the strength of nanotubes. Now, what's the catch? So the promise of nanotechnology is the ability to become a magician, to change molecules atom for atom, to create materials that don't exist yet, to create super strong materials, to create space elevators, to create force fields, to create all sorts of things that we don't have at the present time. The catch is, it's very difficult to manipulate individual atoms. So we are still decades away from fulfilling the promise of becoming molecular magicians, that is to create something literally out of nothing. So sorry about that. The promise is there, but the reality is much more primitive. It'll take several more decades before we can perfect these molecular assemblers and replicators. Okay, well, let's move on now and take the next listener phone call.
My name is Muhammad Crossell. I live in Richmond, Virginia. I'm a graduate student at the School of Pharmacy in Virginia Commonwealth University. And I was wondering, how could we apply the theory of relativity to our cellular organization and genetic material? Thank you.
So, once again, there is tremendous promise in the fourth wave of innovation. We're talking about biotechnology, we're talking about artificial intelligence, and we're talking about nanotechnology. However, let's be real. Of the three, biotech is perhaps the most advanced. Artificial intelligence is coming up really fast now. However, nanotech will take several more decades to perfect. It's very difficult to manipulate individual atoms. Well, unfortunately, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. So once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can leave your question or leave your comment about science and perhaps get on national radio. So give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. It's open mic. Open mic on Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 and you can ask that question. You can make that comment about science that's always been bugging you. And go to my website because maybe the answers to many of these questions are there in my books. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And in my books, perhaps I already have the answer for you. My latest book, which hit the New York Times bestseller list, thanks to you, is The Future of Humanity, talking about the future of the space program. Also get a copy of The Future of the Mind, which hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Also, my other books include Physics of the Impossible and Physics of the Future. So I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, and perhaps the answers to some of your questions are in my books. But nonetheless, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Yes, this is Richard calling from Spokane, Washington, and I was just wondering how much of what we see in the night sky no longer exists.
Well, in some sense, all of what you see in the night sky no longer exists. If you take a look at yourself in the mirror, you are actually not seeing yourself at all. You're seeing yourself as you were a billionth of a second ago, because it takes about a billionth of a second for light to go from your face to the mirror and back to your eyes. And so the you of a billionth of a second ago, in some sense, does not exist, because what exists is you at the present. And you're looking at yourself in the past. When you look at the moon, you're looking at the moon as it was about a second ago. When you look at the sun, you're looking at the sun about as it was about 8 minutes ago. When you look at the solar system, you're looking at as it was perhaps a day earlier. When you look at the constellation Andromeda and you look at the Andromeda galaxy, you're looking at the galaxy as it was 2 million years ago. So you're looking at fossil light. Now, we don't think the fossils of dinosaurs are alive today, but the fossil light from outer space is older than the dinosaurs. Let me repeat that. Some of the light that you see in the night sky is actually older than the dinosaurs. The nearest galaxy is Andromeda, and that's 2 million light years from the Earth. But with our telescopes, we can see galaxies that are billions of light years away from us, meaning that these galaxies may not even exist at all in their present day shape and form. And so remember that the night sky is a time machine. You're looking at the universe as it was and not as it is. And many of the things you look at no longer exist at all. Many of the stars have already exploded. For example, a typical star may exist for several billion years. Large stars will actually explode into a supernova. And meaning that if you wait long enough, the stars don't even exist at all today. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Joe. I came from Twitter, and I was just wondering, are the properties of vacuum energy the complete opposite of a graviton's? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question that's at the cutting edge of relativity theory right now, and that is a theory of gravitons. First of all, what is a photon? A photon is a particle of light. And so we know that light consists of individual particles. These particles in turn carry a wave. And the particle is called a photon, which was first introduced by Albert Einstein himself back in 1905. The fact that light actually does consist of individual point particles. So gravity is also a force. Gravity must also be quantized, meaning that it occurs in packets of energy. And sure enough, there's something called gravitons, which are particles of gravity. In fact, if you watch Star Trek, they often use gravitons as a foil for mysterious rays from outer space. Now, what's the catch? The catch is that no one has ever seen a graviton before. We know it exists because we must quantize Einstein's theory and break up gravity from a smooth fabric of space and time into little chunks of energy called gravitons. But gravitons are so tiny, they're so weak, that we've never been able to measure them. Now, why should we care? Because these gravitons can interact with other gravitons, and when you calculate the interaction of gravitons, you get infinity. But that's ridiculous. In physics, there's no such thing as infinity. Infinity is a mathematical fantasy. You should get finite numbers. But when you calculate the collision of two gravitons, it blows up in your face. And that is one of the greatest problems in all of modern physics today. In fact, if you can calculate the interaction of gravitons and not have it blow up in your face, you will win the Nobel Prize in Physics. That is one of the greatest problems in all of physics, to quantize Einstein's theory of gravity, to create a theory of gravitons that doesn't blow up in your face. At the present time, the only theory which can do this is string theory. String theory says that these gravitons are actually vibrations on tiny strings, and they are finite. When strings bump into other strings, they do not explode, but they are finite. However, there's no direct proof of string theory. And so once again, we think that gravity can be divided up into chunks called gravitons. When gravitons interact with each other, the theory blows up in your face. And a Nobel Prize is waiting for the person who can calculate with gravitons and not have it blow up in your face. So far, the only candidate which can do this is string theory, which is what I do. That's what I do for a living. However, there's no direct proof of string theory either. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Benjamin, and I'm from Spokane, Washington. The question I have is, is it theoretically possible for a quantum entangled particle to go through, well, one of them, to go through a black hole and have the other particle on this side repeat the same processes as the other? That is all. Thank you.
Well, the short answer to your question is, we don't know. We've never done that experiment. However, the experiment is mind-boggling if you think about it. First of all, what is entanglement? If I have particles, these particles vibrate, and the vibrations is called quantum mechanics. So if I take two particles and put them together and they touch each other, they vibrate in unison, and they are called coherent, because they vibrate up and down in unison. If I separate them now, an umbilical cord, an invisible umbilical cord, emerges connecting these two twins, so that if you then jiggle one twin, the other twin is aware that its other twin is being jiggled. It was Einstein himself who introduced this concept of entanglement. He hated it because he raised the concept of entanglement in order to show how crazy and bizarre quantum mechanics was. You see, when you jiggle one twin, its other twin knows that its partner is being jiggled faster than the speed of light. And so Einstein said, aha, I gotcha. Nothing can go faster than light, but quantum mechanics says that information must travel down the umbilical cord faster than the speed of light. Ergo, quantum mechanics is wrong. So Einstein thought in his memoirs that he finally found the Achilles heel of quantum mechanics. The quantum mechanics, the theory of the atom, allows for faster than light travel, which is impossible. Therefore, quantum mechanics is wrong. Well, we've done the experiment, and who comes out right and wrong? Einstein was wrong. Sorry about that, Albert. It turns out that yes, quantum entanglement does exist. Things can travel down the umbilical cord faster than the speed of light, but ultimately Einstein has the last laugh, because no information that's useful can travel faster than light. You cannot send Morse code, for example, using this umbilical cord connecting two atoms that vibrate in unison. You cannot connect them with useful information faster than light. The information traveled along this umbilical cord is random information. And so Einstein, in some sense, has the ultimate last laugh. And what happens when you put this in a black hole? We'll talk about that after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can ask that question about science on national radio.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A solidly blue state for the past half century, Minnesota has now become an unquestioned presidential battleground as President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden fight for working class voters in dueling events that mark the beginning of early voting today. The candidates steered clear of the state's most populated areas near Minneapolis to focus on blue collar voters, many of whom shifted to Republicans for the first time in 2016. Hundreds of thousands of people are still without power along the Alabama coast and the Florida panhandle in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally as officials assessed millions of dollars of damage that included broken bridges in Pensacola and ships thrown onto dry land. Two people in Alabama now have been reported killed, a drowning and a death during the cleanup in Baldwin County. In Florida, authorities are still looking for a missing kayaker who is feared dead in Escambia County. Welcome to the weekend. This is USA Radio News. Music City is facing a COVID-19 scandal in USA's Tim Berg has details.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper, a Democrat, hid data on coronavirus infections emerging from bars and restaurants in Lower Broadway, an entertainment district famous for live music and honky-tonks, because the numbers were too low. That's what leaked emails revealed.
I believe that the mayor happens to substitute his wisdom on a regular basis, and there seems to be a heavy-handed approach to his management style.
Nashville Councilmember Steve Glover speaking on Fox News.
It's now official. The Commerce Department issued sweeping orders banning any transactions on TikTok and WeChat in the United States, saying the Chinese-owned apps create unacceptable risk to our national security. Starting Monday, TikTok and WeChat will be banned from all app stores. This means users will not be able to download those apps or receive any updates if already installed. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This is a program dedicated to the cutting edge of science, and it's a program where you can participate as an equal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, the city you're calling from, and then you can ask that question. You can make that comment about the cutting edge of science. Well, before the break, we had a question that actually does go to the cutting edge of science. You see, quantum entanglement is a quantum question. It's a question that we ask about atoms. Black holes, on the other hand, use Einstein's theory of general relativity. These two theories don't like each other. They are not compatible. The greatest minds of physics have tried to combine these two theories, and at the present time, there's no consensus. No consensus as to how do you merge atomic physics with Einstein's theory of gravity. We don't know how to do it. The leading theory is string theory, but as I mentioned, there's no direct proof of string theory either. So here was a question that the questioner asked. Take two particles that are vibrating in unison because they're touching each other, separate them, and an umbilical cord emerges connecting these two particles. Stick one particle into a black hole, and the twin is outside the black hole. And then the question is, can you communicate between them? Well, the answer is, even in ordinary space, the information is random. It's basically like static. And so it's not usable. You cannot send a message like, hello, Charlie, what's up? You cannot send a message like that using quantum entanglement. But what happens when you put one of them inside a black hole? Nothing can escape a black hole, we think. But can quantum entanglement escape a black hole? Well, the short answer is we don't know. In fact, if you can find out the answer, well, give me a call and tell me first. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Sean. I'm from Dallas, Texas. I'm afraid we don't really have a radio station for your project here, but I love your work. So my question for you is in regards to graphene and a recent study that is being worked with lasers and using graphene as propulsion in space. I was wondering how that worked. It seems counterintuitive. Thank you. Have a great day.
Well, let's break down the concepts. First of all, graphene is a single layer of carbon that is one atomic distance thick, but it's one of the strongest materials known to science. You can balance an elephant on a pencil, put the pencil on graphene, and graphene will not break. Now, of course, we've never done that experiment. It's very difficult to get pure graphene. But in principle, the graphene that we have created, the microscopic quantities of graphene, are stronger than diamonds. They are the strongest materials known to science. And then you mentioned laser beams. Well, laser beams are based on coherent light, light that vibrates in unison. Ordinary light that you see outside is incoherent. Everything is vibrating in all sorts of different ways. Laser light is different because all the photons are vibrating up and down in synchronization. And therefore, you can perform miraculous experiments with light. Well, let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue discussion of science. Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. You can call 612-564-8135. And once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic. Perhaps you can ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bugging you about science. Well, before the break, we had a question. Let's put graphene and a laser together. Can you use that as a propulsion system? Well, it turns out that you can, but the propulsion system does not come from graphene. It comes from the laser. In fact, it was Stephen Hawking, my colleague, my late colleague, who asked himself a simple question. Can you use a laser beam to inflate a parachute to send it 20% the speed of light to the nearby stars? So here's how it would work. You take a material and make a parachute out of it. Get a laser beam, shine a bank of laser beams onto the parachute and out of space, and the parachute then is inflated and then accelerates to 20% the speed of light. Well, the drag, of course, is a problem. Ordinary materials have drag, and graphene doesn't have much of a drag because it is only one atom thick. So here's the idea. If you can create enough graphene, perhaps miles of the stuff, you could suspend it in outer space and then inflate it with a laser beam on the planet Earth, hundreds of laser beams on the planet Earth, and therefore accelerate that to near the speed of light, which is much more efficient than getting ordinary cloth or ordinary materials and boosting that to 20% the speed of light. And so, well, what's the catch? The catch is that we don't have graphene in large quantities like that. Graphene is the strongest material of the science. However, it is extremely rare. Rare because all the atoms are in perfect synchronization to create a surface one atom thick. We have not yet been able to mass produce graphene to create this device that accelerates a probe to 20% the speed of light using laser beams. It's a technical question, not a physics question, but it's a technical question that we have not yet solved as to how to create large quantities of nanotechnology like the carbon nanotube and the sheet of graphene that would, in principle, propel a starship. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
This is Nathan from Peoria, Illinois. I was just wondering, what was at the edge of the universe? What is it expanding into? It's always something I've wanted to know, and I hope the good doctor could answer. Thank you.
Well, we think the universe is expanding into hyperspace, that is, another dimension. If the universe is everything there is, and if everything there is expanding, then what could it expand into? Well, if you have a balloon expands into the third dimension. If you are an ant walking on the surface of the balloon, then you think the balloon is expanding, but it has no center, and it doesn't seem to expand into anything at all. Well, the answer is the balloon expands in the third dimension. So we think that our universe expands into the fourth dimension. In fact, we think that at the beginning of time, space-time itself was 11-dimensional. This is something called string theory, or M-theory, and we do believe that at the beginning of time, the universe was not familiar as a three-dimensional universe. It was originally 11 dimensions, but these other dimensions have curled up, and they're not observable at the present time. However, do we have any proof of this? The answer is no, but we do have experiments that have been done to test for the inverse square law. When we were in high school, we learned that gravity gets smaller the farther you go away from a star. Gravity diminishes as the inverse square. However, if the universe is four-dimensional, five-dimensional, six-dimensional, the universe should have gravity diminishing as the inverse cube, the inverse quartic, the inverse quintic, rather than the inverse square. Well, we looked at that. We've created tiny little like swimming pool diving boards that are microscopic in size. They vibrate very rapidly, a diaphragm that vibrates very rapidly. And we've looked for deviations from the inverse square law. So far we find none, which means that if there are these other dimensions, they're a lot harder to detect than we previously thought. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you. You can leave your name, call letters of the radio station, the city you're calling from, and then ask that question and make that comment, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we answer your questions about this great universe of ours. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Once again, leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then you can ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bothering you about science. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Cody Montgomery from Wimberley, Texas. The thing that's bothering me is I'm trying to learn basic chemistry. It's very daunting to me to see how it goes from, you know, the basic questions about how atoms are formed, electrons, protons, neutrons, mass, moles, and ratios, and balancing chemical equations. But the thing that gets me is how it goes straight from that to quantum physics of orbitals and all the different patterns that they show up in. And it's just, I don't know, I guess my question is, how fast should someone get into that? How deep can you go early on in chemistry with orbital patterns, which just blow my mind? It almost seems like the edge of knowledge. I know the Bohr's model was used for a long time, up until maybe 5 decades ago, but I was just wondering what your advice on that would be. Thanks for listening.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. One reason why some people are actually turned off to things like chemistry is because everything seems so arbitrary. You have all sorts of different kinds of chemicals. There seems to be no rhyme or reason to why the chemicals are bonded this way and why they behave the way they do. There's no organizing principle behind all the facts and figures that you have to learn. Well, there is. There is an organizing principle, and that is quantum mechanics, as you correctly pointed out. There is an equation called the Schrodinger equation, the wave equation. When you solve that equation for an atom, bingo, you get all the orbitals, you get all the valences, you get all the idiosyncrasies of the periodic chart of elements. When you look at the periodic chart, at first it seems so random that we have the alkalis, we have the halogens, we have the metals, and so on and so forth. However, Mendeleev was able to show that there is a regularity, there's a repeating structure. Materials seem to repeat if you put them on a chart. But Mendeleev didn't know why. Now we have the Schrodinger equation. which is a second order differential equation. And when you solve the equation, what do you get? Bingo! You get all those damn orbitals. You get all the bonds. You get all the information necessary to give you what is called chemistry. And so the rhyme or reason which eludes the chemist comes from physics. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is that chemistry is nothing but applied physics. That if I take the wave equation of Schrodinger, simply solve it for an inverse square force potential from the nucleus, simply solve this equation, what I get are all the orbitals that then give you exactly the periodic chart of elements. We like to think of it as a hotel. A hotel has floors. Each floor represents what is called the principal quantum number, and they represent the so-called orbitals of electrons going around the atom. But in each floor, the rooms are divided up. The rooms are divided up even further into different rooms, and these rooms correspond to the rare earths, the alkalines, the halogens, and so on and so forth. So reality itself, that is the reality of all the chemical elements, can be compared to a hotel. A hotel where there are rules that tell you how many electrons can be on each floor, and when you add them all up, what do you get? The periodic chart of elements. And that's one reason why, personally, I prefer to work in physics rather than chemistry. Not to say that chemistry isn't great and has all sorts of fascinating developments, but it's not fundamental. What is fundamental is physics, and what is fundamental within physics is the wave equation. And the wave equation, in turn, has solutions which gives you the periodic chart of elements. But then the next question is, where does the wave equation come from? It turns out there are many wave equations for neutrinos, electrons, protons, quarks, and you need an even higher theory to give you an organizing principle for all the subatomic particles, each of which has their own wave equation. And that higher organizing principle, we think, is string theory. So once again, string theory, when you solve it, gives you all the subatomic particles. But the subatomic particles in turn give you, when you solve them, give you orbitals. And these orbitals in turn, when you solve them, give you chemistry. And that's where chemistry comes from. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Yes, this is Gary from Frisco, Texas. And I have a question on black holes. What is the temperature of surface temperature of a black hole? And also, what is the internal temperature of a black hole? And is it hot, but the thermal radiation can't get out from the gravitational pull? Thank you very much.
Well, it turns out the answer is a little more complicated than you realize. First of all, the black hole is the remnants of a dying star. The star blows up in what is called a supernova. And what's left after the supernova is a neutron star. That is a ball of neutrons. And they're touching each other. When the neutron star collapses, then finally you get the black hole. And then it was Stephen Hawking who showed that there's a temperature associated with the black hole, which allows you to make a connection between statistical mechanics, that is, the statistics of atoms, and black holes. Well, unfortunately, I'm not going to have time to get into Hawking's theory of the temperature of black holes. But if you want to find out more, get a copy of my book, Parallel Worlds, a whole discussion about black holes. Well, once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week, we're going to talk about the cutting edge of science, and if you want to get on the show, give us a call at 612-564-8135 and find out about my work by going to my website, mkaku.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.